Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to part two of our community connection today. OKM Music. Boy, we had Clark Gibson on just a little bit ago. We got Ryan in here with us today, and also we have Marilyn Mim. So, welcome.
Good morning.
Quick
Hello.
Transition. this is something else. It's almost here. The OKM Reformatted Festival is almost here. Can you believe it? It seems like it's been, I don't know, a long time.
It seems like we've done it reformatted three times, and we are here, and we are excited.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ryan, we've got a lot of artists who are still performing in one way, shape, or form or another, and I think I've spoken to virtually everyone.
Just about everyone.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, we've got Tina coming up here. With her cello, both acoustic and electric. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the Dallas String Quartet, where Bach meets Bon Jovi.
Yes.
I got to tell you, talking with Yon Zanka the other day, quite a character.
Oh, that was such a fun interview. My goodness.
Good Lord. He's going to be, when they come here to do this live, they watch out. They're going to have fun. They're going to have just a lots of fun. And then, of course, we had Clark Gibson on just a little bit ago. But We're going to do this part virtual and part live. It's kind of like half and half.
It is.
So yeah, give us the lowdown here, what we got coming up first.
Definitely. So we are kicking off this Saturday. Hard to believe, again, that it's finally here. But we'll be kicking off with Tina Guo, who is going to be doing a live stream performance for us. Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned, she is an acoustic electric cellist, and she has been everywhere around the world. She has done just about everything, collaborating with movie composers such as Hans Zimmer. Even right now, working from home, she's recording albums for multiple films right now as another album. So she is very, very busy, even in the quarantine. But we'll be kicking off this Saturday at 2 p.m., and that's going to be an online performance. And so we are giving our guests several options in order to watch that. If you have a Facebook, you can watch it through Facebook. You can go to OKM's Facebook page, which mm-hmm. is OK Mozart in all caps. You might have a Facebook and you don't like it. You don't know how to use it, which is totally fine. Mm-hmm. We'll also be live streaming it on YouTube as well.
Okay.
So you have either option to watch that. And that YouTube link will be available on OKM's website. Actually, within the next day or so, that will be live for people if they want to watch it on YouTube. So that will be this Saturday at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, also at 2 p.m., we'll have Dallas String Quartet. And as you mentioned with Ian, the entire group, they are so much fun. They have so much energy, and they're very, very excited to perform for OKM.
Now, they won't be able to hear your applause, but you can show your appreciation by making a donation to OKM.
You can show your appreciation by making a donation, by watching it, and by making comments during mm-hmm. the video.
Mm-hmm.
Tina said this is going to be her first live performance where she has allowed comments to come in while she's performing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a little nervous, but said that, you know, she'll take the comments, either positive or negative, but we know that Oklahomans are all going to be positive.
Oh, yeah.
And we are going to support her 100%. So all donations that are coming in, both for DSQ and for Tina, are a 50-50 split between our artist and between OKM. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to find a way to support our artists during this time, since so many mm-hmm. of the festivals and concerts that they would normally attend have been postponed or canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our way of giving back. And I just wanted to mention, Tom, I keep getting the question, 2 o'clock, it's Labor Day weekend, why 2 o'clock?
Why
the
not?
The reason is because both of these groups, especially Tina, have over 600,000 followers in Europe. And in Europe, it's somewhere between 9 and 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're having it sort of during the middle of the day, so we can include everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be live for everyone. And then if you are out on the lake and you're boating and you don't have the ability to watch it, you can come back and watch it later.
You sure can. Now, one thing that you guys are remarkable in picking out these artists, because in speaking with Tina and also with Yon, you would hardly believe that they take their craft seriously, but they don't take themselves seriously at all. So these are really fun people who just have amazing talent, and they're willing to share it with you. The same way with Clark earlier today when we spoke with him. So I don't know how you guys work your magic, but it works pretty darn good. And you don't want to miss out on that. Now, we do have one live presentation. And
yes.
So, like, it's kind of the split there. You get two online, but you get two for the price of one. Live out there at Tower Center, Unity Square. It's coming up, what, on the 10th, right?
On the 10th. And what's really unique about this festival is it's sort of OKM's gift after 36 years of being able to offer three, not one, but three live concerts. I mean, Tina's not playing from her basement. DSQ's not playing from, you know, some church. They are playing live concerts that are professionally taped, that are professionally produced, and they're going to be amazing. I mean, we saw Tina's lineup of her, not only songs that she's playing, but her costume changes. There's going to be fog machines, and it's very elaborate. I can only imagine with Jan and DSQ, it's going to be the same. I have heard repeatedly, he likes to tell a story that one of their first concerts where they were, of course, doing the crossover to the more rock and roll era, if you will, when they played Guns N' Roses, the front two rows were sort of that red hat society of ladies. And he said, you know, they were all like blue hair and little red hats, and they were probably like, you know, 65 and older. And he was so nervous to meet them after the performance because he just knew that they were going to hate that part of the show. And when they were asking them what their favorite part of the show was, it was hands down Guns N' Roses. So I think this group, I mean, they've played for President Obama. They've played for President Bush. They've played for the NFL. I mean, they are the funnest, eclectic group. But then going to what you're asking about on Thursday, Clark Gibson certainly brings an energy. The organist that he's bringing on the B3 organ is going to be fantastic. We're so excited to hear that. He's you know, very critically acclaimed in his own genre as a saxophonist and in the jazz realm. He has his Tri-Colored Eyes album that was critically acclaimed, and it's attributed to a young man who lost his life very unfortunately. And then you've got Balsam Range. And they, too, are the nicest, most laid-back, but amazingly talented group of men. I mean, they're just so accommodating and so nice. We cannot wait to meet all of them and certainly have them. But the cool thing is all three concerts are free. There's no reason why anyone can't attend both safely and at their own leisure. That one will also be live streamed. If you don't feel comfortable getting out, you can go back and watch it either live, or you can go back and watch it the next day at your own pace.
Now, I understand that we have a VIP section that's, you know, nicely spread out.
We do.
So you can get on the website and you can RSVP and learn more about that, right?
For $15, you can go on and reserve your chair. It looks like the weather is going to be amazing. So fortunately, I don't even think we're going to end up needing the tents for any kind of shelter. I think basically we'll just have the chairs in the groups that have been reserved. We'll have them appropriately social distanced. And folks can come out, reserve their seat, and have an enjoyable evening. It looks like it's going to be a high of 71 that day, sunny, and somewhere maybe in the high 40s, low 50s by the middle of the night. So who knows? It's Oklahoma.
Ryan, I don't know if you've been around here during the summertime here in this part, but 71 doesn't happen in June.
No.
Maybe late at night, but 71 for the high doesn't really happen all that much. But congratulations on taking what could have been very disappointing news and reformatting this to a real celebration, a true celebration of music in the arts. This really took a lot of talent. It took a lot of desire. It took a lot of, hey, we can't fail. And that's what a lot of people are taking away from this, is that you guys have an undying spirit. That's amazing.
Music is the heart of a community. It is an international language that can bring everyone together. There's nothing political about it. There's nothing divisive about it. It's beautiful. And so what better time than now to share that with our community? I think we all need to have the uplifting spirit of these musicians, to see the talent, to just really sit back and enjoy it, embrace it. And then, of course, support the artists, because they are the hardest hit. People don't think about that, but not only the artists, but all of the video crews, the production crews, the music rental backline people, all of these guys have been tremendously hurt. And so it was very important to us, and that's why we're putting on three concerts, so that even though it's in Las Vegas, those guys get some music, and I mean, they get some business, And then in Dallas, those guys get some business. And then here they get some business. And mm-hmm. so we know that it's important to continue that. And we think people are really excited for it.
I think so, too. You know, Tina Guo, she was telling me in our interview a couple weeks ago that this, like you said, is not going to be in her basement. It's not going to be in her bedroom. It's not going to be in a church. A friend of her husband's actually has this beautiful big warehouse, and the acoustics are incredible.
Yes.
And she's had this gone through like a fine tooth comb, and she says, aha, we're going to have some fun. And so I trust her when she says that. The energy that she had talking about it, I think she's pretty geared up for this. So it's gonna be
she
great.
Is Dynamo. The most diverse artist maybe that I've ever had the pleasure mm-hmm. of getting to know. I mean, not only if you were just listening to her while you were in the car or whatnot, just sitting there having a cup of tea and listening to the classical side of her, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But then you take that passion that she has not only for music and the instrumentation, the production, but just humanity, mm-hmm. and it transcends. I mean, you just see it. She, when we approached her and we were like, hey, it looks like we're going to need to have you come live, but would you be willing to maybe do a performance virtually? She was like, oh my gosh, yes. And she had so many ideas. And
bam, 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 bam.
She was so creative with it. And she's just wonderful. I mean, uh-huh. she truly is not only a phenomenal musician, but she's an amazing person. Mm-hmm. She's also a businesswoman, which yes. is fantastic. And she runs a financial planning operation, as well as teaches etiquette, stage presentation. I mean, she does production. She does it, all. She developed her own instrument for women, an electric cello. It looks like a crossbow. Yeah. It's super cool. So, I mean, she is just remarkable. But her giving back to the community and really to the world, I think, is what impresses me most about her. And she's, you talk to her, she's just the nicest person mm-hmm. you will ever meet.
Oh, yeah, we got nominated for a Grammy. I didn't see that coming. I mean, that's just how she is.
Exactly. Exactly. No, she's just a beautiful soul. And we are so blessed. And I hope that, you know, next mm-hmm. year when she does get to come in June, we have people by the thousands mm-hmm. show up to support her. Because mm-hmm. if you go look at her website and you look at all of her concert mm-hmm. photos, I mean, we're talking 30,000, 10,000, 15,000, 50,000 people that mm-hmm. she sells out. She played at Coachella. that's a huge audience.
It all starts there. Now, Ryan, the website, uh-huh. this is incredible. It takes your eyes for a trip. It really does. And very well done, because it really engages people. We had a very successful Children's Week. The workshop was, especially for kids, worked out very well. And I think mainly because you guys are great at communicating what's going on and how to get involved. So hats off to all you folks.
Well, thank
there.
You.
Ryan is our rock star of social media and uh-huh. electronics.
Tell everybody where they can find this wonderful website, will you?
Definitely. We are online at www.okmmusic.org. And you can find everything about the 36th season online. We just put our brochure online as well. Mm-hmm. And for the first time ever, we'll be putting our program book online. So people, again, if they're watching these performances from home, but they really want to read more about everything we're doing, they'll be able to read the program directly from home on their mobile device, which is fantastic. So we do have a short little form on our website. If you do want a physical program book, again, you can go online to okmmusic.org. And you can literally request your copy so that we can have that reserved for you.
Oh, great. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in. OKM Music. Don't forget, we got the festival coming up. It's reformatted. Take care. We got